Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This morning we agree with your plan. We say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, O Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that you resist the pride. Oh, you resist the proud. Your power is against the high ones who have rebelled against you. Let not the foot of the pride come against us. Oh, Father God, break the crown of the proud. Break the crown of pride. Break Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Scatter your enemies and with your strong arm. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Let not Leviathan oppress us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, render a reward to Leviathan. Raise up and watch over Leviathan. Let not the proud waters go over our soul. We rebuke and destroy every trap the devil has set for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we're thanking you this morning for everything you've done, everything you're about to do. Hallelujah. On Bible Storyland, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. We command the helpers of Rahab to bow before the Lord. Oh, we are thanking you this morning. We praise you this morning. We strip the scales of Leviathan and take away his armor. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath and abase Leviathan. O God, smite through Leviathan with your understanding, O God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Leviathan and bring him low, O God. Tread him down in the place. Rebuke the bulls of Bashan in the name of Jesus. Let the mighty be spoiled. Let the oaks of Bashan howl. Bring your people from Bashan. Bring your people from the depths of the sea. Oh, Father God, we bind and cast out all mind-controlling spirits of the octopus and squid in the name of Jesus. Let the waters of the deep be dried up and destroy every spirit of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We call for a drought upon Leviathan's waters in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. Because you are a mighty God, you are a holy God, you are the mighty one, you are the true and mighty Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom. What a great Father you are. You are making peace in all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are calling forth your servants to higher calls, deeper depths in you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we are thanking you this morning for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do on our behalf. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in your children. You are moving mountains on our behalf. You are bringing us to higher heights and deeper depths. You are holding us by your right hand, by your holy arm. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. We serve the Almighty Father. We bow low before you, Father. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every lying demon rising up against us in judgment is condemned. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Your word says in Psalm 70, 1 through 5, make haste, O God, to deliver us. Make haste to help us, O God. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after our souls. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion that desire our hurt. Let them, O God, be turned back for reward of their shame Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. We are poor and needy. Make haste unto us, O God. Thou art our help and deliver us. O God, you are our deliverer. Deliver us, O Lord. Come quick. Do not tarry, O Father. We thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. Oh, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We repent to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every way we've sinned against you, the Most High God, every way we've sinned against each other. Forgive us, O God, your people, our neighbors. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse our hearts. Forgive us for errors. Forgive us for secret faults. Forgive us every time, Lord God. We haven't been faithful to you. Forgive us, Father. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Nobody great like you. Nobody holy like you. Well, good morning. Good morning to Bible Storyland family this morning. We are so grateful to Most High God. I say, get up, my children. Get up. Rise up. Call on my name. Call on my name. So we're calling in the name of the Lord, the Most High God. We're calling on his name, and he heard before we called, and he's already answered. What a faithful father we are. What a good friend we have. Ain't no friend like Jesus. He's the one who laid down his life for us. So we say this morning, oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. We have Karen Attell on with us this morning. She's going to play a song of praise. What a friend we have in Jesus, and we do have a good friend in him. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Oops, she dropped off. She'll be back shortly. But we thank the Lord that we do have a friend in Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I'm praising him more than ever before. I'm praising his name. I'm calling on his name. I am delighting myself in him. Hallelujah. He's a great friend. He's a mighty king. He's the almighty father. None can compare to how great our king is, how great our father is. It's a beautiful day all over the world, all over the earth. It's a beautiful day. We are rejoicing because our father made this day. We are rejoicing in him today. We are rejoicing and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. All right, Karen's going to play. Good morning, Karen. How you doing this morning?
All right, here we go.
All right. Thank you. so much. Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. What a friend we have.
Thank you.
He is a good friend. Nobody can stick closer to us than our friend Jesus. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Jesus is who we need. We could call on each other, but in the end, we got to call on Jesus. Yes, sometimes we're not even available for each other, but Jesus, he's always available. He's the one who sits on the Father's right hand, calling on the name of the Father on our behalf, interceding morning, noon, and night. Never sleep, does he? Never sleep? Nope. Never slumber. So we are grateful for this beautiful day that God has made all over the world. His mercy and his grace and his favor has allowed us to see this day. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's mighty. Oh, yeah, not because of anything we did that he allowed us to see this day. Oh, yeah, no good thing can come from our flesh. It's because of his goodness. Oh, yes, Romans 7:21, discover the law. I would do good, but evil is always present in me. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He is a mighty God, mighty. No human words can truly describe how great our King is. He is our shepherd, and because he's our shepherd, we don't have any needs. He supplies all of our needs through his riches and glory. We have no needs at all. So we are thanking him this morning that he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He lead us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have anything to fear because he's with us. His rod and his staff comforts us every day. You can rest assured in our shepherd. He won't leave us. He won't fail us. In times of trouble, he's near. He prepares a table before us in the presence of even our enemies. He anoints our head with oil, and at our cups are running over. Surely, listen now, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And rest assured, we can dwell in his house, in the house of the Lord forever. Not our house, not your house, not my house, but our, in the house of the Lord forever. Our God is faithful. No God is great like our God. No God is holy like our God. Don't nobody compare to his grace, his mercy. Nobody can give us grace and mercy but our God. And so we are grateful for the Most High God allowing us to see this day. Why do we see it? To rejoice, to give him praise, to give him honor. Yep, we come to praise the Lord this morning. God knows everything we need. He gives us what we need. Now, you know, sometimes you go like, but Lord, we said it last month, yesterday. Lord, I need. But guess what? He's never late. Never late. It's us who get late, but never him. He's never late. He's always on time. You know what? He don't sleep like we do. Neither does he slumber. No, he's wide awake 24/7, 365 days of the year. And his time, he don't go on like our watch time. No, he don't go on America time, Europe time, China time, India's time, Philippine time. No, he has his own time. I don't care where you are in the world. He doesn't go by your time. He goes by his own time. So God loves us. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are celebrating and honoring senior citizens, and we are grateful. As senior citizens, sometimes, you know, we feel neglected. Sometimes we feel neglected. If at those times when we feel neglected, if we get up, and reach out to another human being, be it another senior citizen, be it a child, a teenager, an adult. Before long, when we reach out to help somebody, whether it's by a call, whether we cooking a meal for them, whether we praying for them, you'll notice that neglect has left us. Yep, it has already left us. As soon as we start doing something for somebody else, taking our minds off of us and how we feel. We can't go by our feelings. Nope. Our feelings don't last. They change all the time. And, you know, as seniors, many times we get offended easily. Proverbs 19:11 says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Ecclesiastes 7:21-22 says, do not take to heart all things that people say to you, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. Go to your sister or your brother and say, if I offended you, or in case have I offended you, or in case I offended you, forgive me. Sometimes in the conversations that we have with other people, we can offend them and not even know it. The Bible tells us offense will come, but do not take offense. So we have to obey God. We have to do what the Lord says. We have to overlook how we feel. Don't take it to heart. We have to listen to our Father. You know, he knows all things. He knows a person's heart. He knows when we what we mean and what we don't mean. In Matthew 7:17-4, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, bringeth them up from a high mountain, and was transfigured before them, and his face did not shine as the sun, and the raiment was white as light. And before there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, taking with him, they answered Peter and said unto him, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for me, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. So, you know, God does have, he doesn't have anyone that he loves more than the other. Oh, you know, he loved me a lot now, but he doesn't have anybody that he loves more than the other. So he said, you know, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe unto the man to whom offenses cometh. So we got to, you know, we got to let offenses go. If your eye offends you, pluck it out, cast it from you. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to cast them out. So we got to let offenses go, not just senior citizens, but everybody. As senior citizens, we have to ask the Lord, what does he want of us on a daily basis? What is he requiring of us in this season, this stage of our lives? Micah 6:8 says, what does the Lord require of you, senior citizens? The Lord God has told us what is right and what he demands. See that justice is done. Let mercy be your first concern and humbly obey God. What is justice? To be fair and reasonable. You know, sometimes we can be unreasonable. We can say, they done did that 70 times, and I ain't going to forgive them. That's unreasonable according to God's word. He said, if somebody offends you, forgive them 70 times 7. That's more and more. Even if they do it every day, we got to forgive, and let go. What is humbly? When we behave in a way that shows or suggests or model low esteem of one's importance, meek. Hallelujah. We serve the Almighty Jehovah, the great God. How many times has God forgiven you? Can you count them? Every time you offended God, he forgave you. Times you didn't even know you were offending him, he forgave us. He is a forgiving Father, and he wants us to be more and more like him every day. Well, it's praise time on Bible Story Land. And let the upright praise it. We got to continually praise the Lord. We got to continually call upon his name. He's the Almighty Father. He's our creator. He's our Lord. He's our shepherd. He's the one who blew his very breath into us. He's the one who loves us. He's the one true and living Father that we can always count on. He's merciful. He's merciful to us. So we thank God this morning that we can praise the Lord at all times. At all times. You know, sometimes you feel like just putting your feet up, looking at TV, just being a couch potato. That's the time we say, Lord, I thank you that you saved me. Lord, I thank you that you're with me. Lord, I thank you that you are good and mighty. Lord, I thank you and I praise your name because you gave me life, abundant life. We can just start calling on his name like never before. Call on his mighty name. Call on his holy name. We can thank him for his goodness. We can thank him because he's a mighty God. Well, this morning we are blessed. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. I pray it's sunshine, whatever they need, rain, whatever they need is available. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister G.
How are you?
We are doing great. Sharona's here, Deborah, Jackie, my husband Henderson. We're all here at Sharona's house. And
oh my
Ava.
God.
I'm sorry, Ava's here. Ava's with us.
How is Miss Baby Ava? I see her growing. She's getting to be a big girl.
Oh, she is staring at this telephone. Did you hear me?
Hey, Ava. Hey, Ava.
She is really staring.
Amen, amen. Jesus loves baby Ava. Baby Ava, baby Ava. All right. Well, you guys ready to sing? All y'all going to sing? I know baby
yes,
Ava's going to sing when y'all sing.
Yes, ma'am. Ava's going to sing with us.
All right.
All right. We're going to sing The Lord is Blessing Me. That was one of my mama's favorites.
Amen, amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now.
Oh, right now.
The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me right on time. Oh, yes,
He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Oh, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that those ladies that was in the hospital last week?
Yes, ma'am, Deborah was.
Oh, my God. Well, I thank God he heard and answered those prayers.
Yes,
amen.
Lord, the Almighty Father, we are grateful. Lord, we thank you. It's somebody's birthday we here this morning with y'all.
The day you were born, the life that God gave.
Have faith in God. 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 Have faith. Have faith in God.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. We got to have faith in God. We can trust in Him. Yes, because He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. So we got to have faith in our God. I thank God this morning for you, Mother Fanny. We're going to ask Prophet Dalton if he would pray a prayer of healing for your body. Hallelujah. Good morning, Prophet Dalton.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Dalton, you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's there somewhere, Mother. Hallelujah. Well, we got Pastor Donna. We'll ask her if she could say a prayer for you this morning. Prophet Donna, can you say Hawkins, can you say a prayer for Mother Fanny's healing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Now, Lord, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the life of Mother Fanny, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift that you've given her, the gift of song, Lord. We thank you so much for her soprano voice, Lord. But right now, Lord, you know what's going on with her foot. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless her, touch her body, heal her body, Lord, as only you can. We thank you, Lord, you've always answered our prayers. You always hear our prayers. You always come to see about us, Lord, in our time of need. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless Mother Fanny. Keep her, Lord, in your care. You've kept her down through the years, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we're looking forward to the things that you have planned for Mother Fanny. Lord, continue to bless her as she blesses others. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Hallelujah.
God for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know the Lord keep blessing us, blessing us, blessing us. And I tell you what, we got to continually have faith in him. He is a restorer, a healer, a provider. He's everything that we need. Everything that we need is in him. So we got to call on him, mm-hmm. and he shall provide. You ever called on him and he, look, you ask him for something in particular, and he came right away. He's like, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. God is a mighty God. He's a holy God, a righteous and a faithful friend. So our speaker keep dropping off. Hopefully she'll be right back. We have a great speaker this morning. Oh, there she is again. Thank you for the speaker this morning, Lord. Father, help her line not to drop in the name of Jesus to call. You know, Job 23 says, my feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept his way without turning aside. Job said in Job 12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We love the Word of God on Bible Storyland. Our speaker today loves the Word of God. She's a mighty woman of God who loves the Lord with all of her heart, soul, and strength, and she goes from one country to another telling people about the love of Jesus, telling people about how he gave his life for them. She lives in Pompano, Florida. She's traveled abroad. Oh, my God, she's been to China, Philippines, Africa, many places I can't even think of right now, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ so people can be saved. And she preaches right here in Pompano and all the surrounding cities, lots of cities in Florida. She's around preaching the good news of the gospel so people can be saved. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God. She's had many trials. But she's strong because of every trial. Some of those trials, she thought, oh, my God, why me? But now she understands because of the great call upon her life. God healed her body. He's done great things in her life. I met her at a women's ministry years ago. Carol S. Bo ministry. She also has Eternal Life TV ministry. She has a worldwide ministry. And I tell you, like when I say she's a mighty woman of God, the mighty one, she bends the knee. Oh, my God, I can call her. And she bends the knee for me. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God I introduced to you. Some already know her. Thank God for Apostle Carol S. Bo. Good morning, mighty woman of God.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, saints. We thank the Lord for being
here. God is good.
Thank God for Sister G and Bible Storyline. So good to be with you this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I feel led to share a word with you from 1 Samuel, amen, the 16th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Amen. We go down to the fourth verse. Amen. So we see here that the Lord is speaking to Samuel. He's giving him instructions on to go to Jesse's house, amen, and anoint one of his sons as king. And we'll go down to the 10th verse. I'm in 1 Samuel 16:10. And it says, and Jesse made Shammah to pass by. So we see here that Samuel gets before Jesse, tell him what he's about to do. And Jesse begins to send his sons before Samuel to see if one of them is the chosen one. And we look at the 10th verse, and it says, "And Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord have not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and godly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah." Amen. And when we see here that David, amen, I love the life of David, because David's life gives us hope, even as individuals, as where we're at now, because, amen, even though David was anointed and God had chosen him, David shows us real life struggles that he had, amen, and that he had to overcome. So he is someone that we could relate to, because we see even in his mess up, one thing about David, he knew how to get back before God. But before I go ahead of myself, I want to look at this here particular passage that I just spoke about. We see here Samuel goes to Jesse's house, and Jesse now presents 7 of his sons. Now, can you imagine how David felt? He's out in the field taking care of the sheep, and he wasn't even considered, my God. He wasn't even considered or thought about to go before Samuel the prophet. Amen. He out in the field, and his dad chooses his other brothers before him. We still have people today that are dealing with childhood hurt, amen, as adults, but dealing with childhood hurt and can't go any further. But when we look at David's life gives us hope, because he had to, amen, know that my father chose my brothers and didn't even consider me. He had to learn how to overcome rejection. And thanks rejection, we're going to feel in this life, amen, whether it's from our parents, whether it's from our children, whether it's from our coworkers, whether it's from, you know, relatives, amen, rejection is a part of life. But one thing I love about David, he learned how to overcome rejection. My goodness. I'll say that again. He learned how to overcome rejection. Amen. One thing when we look at David's life, each time he faced obstacles, one of the things that made him successful, the first thing that made him successful was that God was with him. The second thing he learned was that he had to learn very early in life how to overcome rejection. Amen. He learned to overcome rejection because he kept moving. Even knowing that his father had considered all his brothers and didn't even call him out the field, I'm keeping the sheep, he still came in and humbled himself and obeyed his father. And when he obeyed his father, they brought him in, amen, and they anointed him. And after they anointed him, guess what? He went back to the keeping the sheep. Y'all ain't talking to me this morning. He wasn't even considered. My God. You done brought all the other brothers in, and I wasn't even a consideration. But guess what? God was with David. And one of the things that David did when we look at this particular passage, he kept moving.
Yes. Yes,
and we
Lord.
Go on down. I want to point out some few other nuggets before time gets away from me, amen, this morning. Share with you that rejection is a part of life. But the key to David's success was he learned how to overcome the rejection. He learned how to overcome it. Let's go to 1 17. I want to go to 1 Samuel 17 and 20. Okay. 1 Samuel, where am I? 1 17. So David's father comes to him, and he says here, let's go to the 17th verse. And Jesse said unto David, son, take now for thy brethren an ephah, and a parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these cheese unto the captain of the thousand of their thousand, and look how the brethren fare, and take pledge. So we see here that David's father, Jesse, is giving him some instructions. Go check on your brothers. Now listen to this. Now Saul, and they, and all the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left his sheep with the keeper. Listen, his father gave him instructions. He wasn't bitter. He learned how to follow instructions. Even when his father gave him instructions, guess what? He followed. He learned how to follow. And not only did he follow, he was responsible and he was accountable. How do we see this? When we look in the 20th verse, it says, listen, David rose early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Listen to what his father said. And he left the sheep with the keeper. Notice, he just didn't leave. My daddy didn't give me assignment, so I'm going on to do what I got to do. No, he was responsible. He left the sheep. He left his post, but he put somebody in his post. Am I in the word? I'm in the word. He said, and he left the sheep with the keeper.
In the word.
And he took them, and he went. And Jesse, as Jesse has commanded, still following his father's instructions. And he came unto the trench. And the host was fighting forth and fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left with his carriage in his hand of the keeper of the carriage. Here, still be responsible. He has things that he's the caretaker that he's responsible for. Look at the 22nd verse.
I'm there.
And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage. His father gave him some things. He didn't just run off. It's at the battle. He want to go see what's going on at the battlefield. He didn't just run off. No, he said, listen, keeper of these things, watch over these things for me. Still accountable, still responsible. Amen. He just didn't run off. He said, no, hey, you're the keeper of things. Keep these for me while I go check things out. I'm in the 22nd verse. And David left his carriage in the hands of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army and came to salute his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of God, Goliath by name, out of the army of the Philistine, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. All of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled him and were afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be. And so we go on down. I want to go on down a little bit. Hold on a second. Okay, 28 verse. And Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, as he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom thou have left those fruit sheep in the wilderness? Look at his brother. Now, if I'm at the battlefield, amen, and you coming to bring me some food, amen, it looked like his brother would have been happy that his brother came and brought him some victuals, brought him something to eat. Mm-hmm. Come on, Zion. But here his brother, his eldest brother, see him and get upset. Rejection again. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you, why are you down here? And listen how his brother insults him. And who did you leave them few little sheep with? Y'all ain't talking to me. If I'm out in the field, it's a battle going on. It's hot out there. You got something. I want it. You see how his brother, he would felt that his brother, he's coming to do a good deed. He's following the instructions of his father. Amen. And here he comes to take care of his brother and give his brother something, and his brother rejects him. So now he's been rejected by his father. And now he's rejected by his sibling, his oldest sibling, the one he should look up to, the one his young older brother should what? Amen. Should be should be caring for or concerned about his younger sibling. But here is the oldest brother got an attitude, got issues. Who you came down here and who you left them what few little sheep you responsible for? So now you're attacking me. But when we look at this scripture, one of the things that we see in David, amen, the key here is that he learned how to overcome it. He didn't let the rejection of his father stop him. He didn't let it get him a bad attitude where he got mad at his father. He kept his spirit right. He followed the instructions of his dad, and he did what was countable. He was responsible for what his father put in his hands. Amen. That's just how God does us. We got to be responsible for what he put us in our hands, whether the gifts and talents that we have this morning, whether it's to sing, whether it's to pray, whether it's to serve, amen, that we will do it in spite of rejection from those that are around us, closest that we love, amen. Maybe it may be the children. Maybe it may be family members. Maybe it be maybe in our social circle. But whatever it is this morning, I just come to encourage you, to tell you to get back up again, amen. God is with you. It's no time to lay down, shut down, sit down. Amen. Get back up again. We see continuously in this particular passage that David had to get back up again. Amen. Knowing that his father had put all his brothers before him and didn't even consider him out in the field, he didn't let that stop him. Amen. He kept his attitude right. The Bible says that David behaved himself wisely. He kept his attitude right when his father gave him instructions to go down and take his brothers, amen, some things down to the field. He didn't just run off and let the sheep and not put the sheep, amen, with someone. He was responsible. He got the sheep caretaker to take care of the sheep. He put those sheep in that caretaker hand, and he followed the instructions of his father. And that's what the Lord would have us to do, is to continue to follow the instructions that he has given us this morning. When he went on down to help his brothers, amen, to be responsible, to be accountable, amen, when he left his things with the supply keeper, amen, he just didn't run off. He was still responsible. And this morning, God has given us some things, our gifts and talents that he has given us. We are still responsible and accountable for them. Not only that, when he got down there, he had to face that big old spirit of rejection again. Here is his eldest brother who should have been happy to see him because he's doing a good thing, bringing him some things, amen. Is to take care of him out there in the field. I would have been happy to see him if I'm out in the field, a battle going on, and you got some good food. Amen. But instead, his brother, what, rejects him again. But in spite of the rejection, amen, David had to overcome that. And he kept moving. And this morning I come to tell you, keep it moving. Amen. In spite of what it looks like that's stacked against you. Amen. Hold on to the promises of God. Amen. And keep it moving. When we look in here, the key to David's success was that God was him. Amen. The key to your success this morning is that God was with you, or is with you. Amen. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Amen. God is with you. Huh? Amen. And David knew that God was with him. Amen. And see, that's the key thing. He knew that God was with him. I want to go to this particular passage so that as before we close out, to let you know, to show you that God was with him and that David knew that God was with him. So we see them here at the battle. I'm going to paraphrase to cut time. We see them at the battle. We see them at the battlefield. Amen. Hold on one second. Amen. I want to go to the 32nd verse. Okay. David, and so David said, okay, no, I want to go back up. Go back up. To the 23rd verse. Amen. As he was talking with them, Goliath the Philistine, the champion from Gath, stepped out from the lines and shouted his usual defiance. And David heard it. And whenever the Israelites saw this man, they fled from him in great fear. Listen, they fled in fear. Watch out for the spirit of fear. Amen. I come to tell you this morning, be on the lookout. Amen. For the spirit of fear. Amen. Amen. We got to lose faith. Amen. Amen. Faith over fear. Amen. So here we go. The battleground. While at the battleground, David hears Goliath taunting the Israelites. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior for his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off the sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from the mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Listen, amen. So we see here what was happening when David was in the field. God was preparing him for this particular opportunity. Amen. There are many things that you're going through in life. They're not just for you. Amen. God is preparing you for ministry. He's preparing you for what you're going through. Y'all ain't talking to me, because there's somebody's path you're going to cross. And you're going to be able to tell them that God delivered me out of this. Be of good courage. Amen. There's some things you may have gone through in life, and it may have been unfair. Amen. But I want you to know that to be of good courage. God will use it. Amen. That misery, he will make it your ministry and encourage you. There's some things that we have gone through, and sometimes it seemed like it was just unfair. But I come to tell you, God's going to use it for his glory. Amen. So we see here in this particular statute, and this particular passage, that David is telling Saul. Saul is telling David, "David, you're too young to do this here. You're not equipped to do this here. Amen. You can't fight this big old Philistine. They are all scared." But listen what David says. He says, "When I was out in the field of preparation," he said, "a bear came and a lion came." He said, "And I struck it and I took my daddy's lamb back out and I pulled it by here." Listen, while he was out in the field, God was preparing him. Listen to this. If the attack of the lion and the bear never came, he would not have been ready for Goliath. There's some attacks that have came in your life. It was necessary. Y'all ain't talking to me this morning. There was some attacks that came. They had to come because it was preparing you. The lion had to come for the lamb. My God. The lion had to come for David. The lion, the bear had to come. But listen, God was building up David's confidence while he was out in the field. There's some things that you're going through. God is building up your confidence. He allowed the lion to come and the bear to come because it was building, it was going to build David's confidence that when he got to the field, when he got to Goliath, he would be saying, "I'm ready for Goliath." Why was David able to say he was ready for Goliath? He was able to say it because he had had, amen, encounters before. If he had never faced the attack of the bear, if he had never faced the attack of the lion, he would not have been ready for Goliath. Y'all ain't talking to me. There's some attacks that came in your life. It just wasn't for you. Those attacks came, they were preparation for what God is putting in your life. Those attacks were for preparation. Y'all ain't talking to me.
Lord, thank you, Father.
The attack had to come. God, my God. Listen to me.
Yes, God.
The attacks and the things you've gone through, it had to come because it was just preparation.
Yes.
David said, he said, the lion came and the bear came, and I beat him up and took my daddy's lamb from him. Amen. So those attacks that came in your life, it was just a part of the process that God was giving you target practice. He was just allowing those things to happen to get you ready. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Those things just came. That was just what practice. He was building your strength. Amen. He was building your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. He was just building your strength. Oh, glory to God. Hold on 1 second.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He was just building
your strength.
Amen. It was just building you up. David said, the lion had to come. The bear, those things came. Amen. But it was necessary.
Yeah.
The attack was necessary. I don't know what your attack is this morning. I don't know what it is. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you it's necessary. It was necessary.
Yes.
It was preparing him. Amen. Where he was going. The bear had to come. The lion had to come. Amen. If the bear, the experience of the bear and the lion would have never came, he would have never been ready to fight Goliath. Amen. He wasn't ready. Goliath was a part of his destiny. Prior to that, Saul had not taken any interest in David. Amen. But after David killed Goliath, amen, he now noticed this young boy. Amen. Amen. So David, that all of that was in preparation. All I said all that to tell you this morning, don't get discouraged in your preparation season. Oh, my God. Don't get discouraged. You may have been going through some things in life. There may be some challenges and some things that have happened, but it was all necessary for the opportune time. So one of the key things that we look back in the passages that I shared that made David successful was that, one, he kept going. He learned how to overcome opposition. He learned how to overcome rejection, even when it was rejection by somebody close to him, his father, his eldest brother, those that should have looked up to him. And not only that, when he got in the company of Saul, my God, huh? Amen, the chosen one, the king, my God, huh? Even Saul rejected him, my God. So in David's life, he had to learn how to overcome rejection. He had to learn to overcome even those that he loved. He loved Saul, amen. He held them in high regard. Amen. Is there anybody in your life that you've ever held in high regard? Maybe it was a pastor. Maybe it was a leader. Maybe it was somebody in your job, and they have rejected you. Amen. But we look at David's life. David's life gives us hope that even when Saul rejected him, amen, he didn't go kill him. He didn't come against him. Amen. He still honored him and respected him. Amen. Y'all ain't talking to me this morning.
Oh, we hear you, Pastor.
He kept moving.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he kept moving. He kept his spirit right. His attitude right. He didn't let what they feelings against him stop him. Amen. You can't let other people feelings what they feel towards you stop you. You got to be of good courage. David, life give us hope this morning because those who should have blessed him, they didn't, but he didn't let that stop him. Amen. He didn't let that stop him. He loved Saul, but Saul, amen, tried to kill him and would have killed him. But God was with David. But he didn't allow Saul's attitude towards him to turn him bitter. He didn't allow Saul's attitude towards him to stop him. He kept it moving. Why? Because God was with him. Somewhere out in that field when that bear and that lion came, David recognized that God had given him a special gift to overcome, to fight, and to be successful. So when the Philistine came, he was not scared. He had to build up his faith, and he was ready. There's some opposition that came in your life. It was just building up your faith.
My God.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
It was just it was just God teaching you how to flex your muscles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The attack was necessary. The bear had to come. The lion had to come. It was necessary for when the opportune time came. I preached a message one time concerning this. It says, when preparation meets opportunity, it causes you to walk in destiny. He was in preparation in the field. Amen. Opportunity came when Goliath, when the battle for Goliath set up. Amen. After Goliath, after he defeated Goliath, guess what? He began to walk in his destiny.
Thank you, Lord.
So when preparation meets opportunity, it causes you to walk in destiny. So I encourage you this morning. Don't be discouraged this morning. Amen. Seniors, you may have felt rejection by people around you. Maybe they're rejecting you because of your age or rejecting you because of many different things, disability or whatever. But be encouraged. Don't let your attitude be fixed because of somebody else's feelings. That's their feelings. That's not your feelings. Let's keep our attitude right. Let's keep our feelings right. Amen. And keep our heart clean that God can begin to continue to bless us. When we look throughout that scripture, one thing I noticed is that in spite of what David was going through, he did not allow, amen, other people's opinion, rejection, amen, about him stop him. He kept moving. So this morning I come to tell you in Bible Storyland, keep it moving. Amen. Keep it moving. Get back up. Dust yourself back off. Amen. And keep it moving. God has need of you. Amen. Everything that you've gone through, it was just your preparation season. Amen. Every rejection, every hurt, every backstab, every lie. Amen. It was preparing you how to overcome because guess what? You're at this. Somebody say, I'm at the time of opportunity. I'm at the time of opportunity. Come on, amen. So if there's anybody like me that's been rejected, been hurt, been lied on, come on, amen, been through some things, it was all a part of the test. Amen. It was all, the attacks had to happen. Those things had to happen because God, in that, God was teaching me. He was developing me. He was developing my character. In that attack, in those lies, in that, God is developing. Look, David kept moving. He didn't, don't allow other people's opinion about you stop you. Keep it moving this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Be of good courage. Ah, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Some things had to happen because God was preparing you.
Yes.
Somebody say he was preparing me. He's preparing me.
He was
He's preparing me. He's preparing me for greater.
Yes.
Amen. He's preparing me for greater.
Yes, Lord.
He's preparing us. David did not allow those things to stop him. He kept going. And so this morning, I just encourage you, keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
Don't allow situations and circumstances to stop you. And when we see there, Saul says, David, how are you going to go? Guess what David did? He says, when the lion came and the bear came, he says, I killed them. I took my I took my daddy's lamb out of their mouth and I beat them up. And notice he says, the same God delivered me from the lion and the bear. He is the same God that's going to deliver me, amen, from the hand of this Philistine. See, David had experience. He said, the same God that did it back then when I was in the wilderness, that delivered me from the bear and the attack of the bear and the attack of the lion, he's going to be the same God that delivered me from this giant. Guess what?
Amen.
The same God that delivered you before is the same God that's going to deliver you again. The same God that healed you before is the same God that's going to heal you again. The same God that blessed you, amen, before in your finances. I come to tell you this morning, he the same God. Somebody say the same God. He did it before, and he's going to do it again. He's the same God. David began to tell Saul, the God that delivered me out of the lion and the bear, he's the God that's going to deliver me from this Philistine. I come today, this morning, the same God that delivered you out of circumstances and situations before, he's the same God that's going to deliver you again. Huh? Get back up, dust yourself off. Ah, God, revise your plan. Get back in the ring. The same God that did it before is the same God that's going to do it now. Huh? The same God that healed you before, he's the same God that's going to heal you now. The same God that delivered you before, he's the same God that delivered you again. I'll be encouraged this morning. Huh? Don't let opposition stop you. Huh? Don't let rejection stop you. Don't let fear stop you. Huh? Get back up again. He's the same God. Somebody say same God.
Same God.
Same God.
Yeah, he's the same God that did it before. He's the same God that's going to deliver you again. And when
Amen.
David got up,
Amen.
An opportunity came for him to fight with Goliath. He began to prophesy to Goliath. He said, I'm going to take your head off. Why? Because David had relationship. He had done built confidence with his God out in the field. God was preparing him. Amen.
Yes,
he had confidence in his God. Amen. Some things that you've gone through, God is building your confidence. If you never go through anything, you would not know how strong your God is. David had been out in the field. He had done got relationship with God. He had done built his confidence. And he told Goliath, I'm going to take your head off. He told Goliath, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off. And everything David told Goliath, he did it. He killed
Amen.
Him.
Amen. I come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He couldn't have said that if he never had had opposition. If he had never had and saw what God had done for him out in the field. If he never had the bear attack. If he never had the lion attack. He would not have been able to tell Goliath what he was getting ready to do. But somewhere out in the field, he was being prepared. Some things you're going through, God just preparing you. Some things you went through, it was just to let you build your confidence. To let you know that God is with you.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So don't get stuck in the battle this morning. Get back up again. Don't get stuck in the trial. Get back up again. It's built something that there's a lesson God is going to is teaching us through our trials and tribulations. Amen.
Yes.
He's building our character. He's allowing these things to come. Amen. Because he's showing us they don't have no power over you. I have the master power. God is in control. He has the master plan.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And he's building us and he's shaping us. Amen. I love this passage because it gives us hope this morning that God is with us. Don't give up. Learn to overcome opposition.
Amen.
Learn to overcome rejection. Even rejection from those closest to us, our family members. Continue to lift your head up and continue to move forward. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Amen. Get back up again. And we see in these particular passages that David got, he kept moving. He kept moving. He didn't let the rejection of his father stop him. He didn't let the rejection of his brother stop him. He didn't even let the rejection of his leader, which was Saul. Amen. King. He didn't even let that stop him. He kept going. Don't let people around you, don't let their opinion about you stop you. Don't let your leader's opinion, your neighbor's opinion, your family member's opinion, don't get stuck. We got people can't even get stuck over because their mama rejected them or their daddy rejected them. No, we got to be as David did. He kept moving. He kept moving. In spite of opposition, he learned. He kept moving. So this morning I come to tell you in Bible story land, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Don't get stuck in the process. Ha! It's all a part of the process. Say that. Say it's all a part of the process. Don't get stuck
it's
in the process.
The process.
The same God that brought you out before is the same God that's going to do it again. David told Saul, he said, the God that delivered me out of the hand of the lion and the paw of the lion and the bear, he's the same God that's going to deliver me out of this Philistine, from this Philistine. Come on, Zion. And I come this morning to tell you the same God that healed you before is the same God that's going to heal you again. The same God that delivered you before, he's the same God that's going to deliver you again. He does somebody say the same God. He never late. Amen. He's on time. He's the same God. The same one that brought you out before. He's the same one that's going to bring you out again. Ah, my God, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same God, the same God, the same God. Open your mouth this morning and say the same God. Same God, the same one that brought you out before.
Same God.
Is the same God that's going to do it again.
Same God.
Yes.
Same God that healed you before. Ha! Is the same
God
that's going to do it again. So be encouraged this morning and know these oppositions and trials that we go through called life. Amen?
Amen.
Don't get stuck
Amen.
In the process. Don't get stuck. Keep it moving.
Amen.
Keep it moving. Be encouraged. Keep it moving. Keep going. Get back up again. Get back in the fight. Get back up again. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Build yourself up. Continue to pray. Continue to hold on. Amen. Continue to build your faith. The same God that delivered you before, He's the same one that's going to deliver you again. He'll never leave you, nor will He forsake you. Amen. Hey, God, keep going. Keep going. Get back
amen,
up again.
Amen.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless
Thank
you, Apostle.
You.
Awesome word. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Amen.
Keep it moving. Know that
Keep
these trials that we're going through, she said, come to make us stronger. Look what happened to David, and God's no respect of persons. So sometimes things that happen to us is, you know, for preparation for what God is
yes.
calling us. So we got to keep it moving. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. So thank God this morning for that mighty word. Oh, yeah. The key to our success is that God is with us. That was the key to David's success. That's the key to our success. So I thank God this morning. I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton if he will pray for you, Apostle, and for senior citizens this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Prophet Dalton.
Good morning. Good morning. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's my fault. I had not unmuted you. I apologize. But we can hear you clear.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great, awesome word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. He's preparing me for greater. We thank you, Lord, for the preparation. We thank you, Lord, for our great apostle, speaking to her and through her. We thank you for her dedication. We thank you for helping her overcome many a rejection. We thank you for the trials and walking through the fiery furnace to come out at the other end as pure gold, having been refined by the fire of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you, Roboko Shande, for the overcoming spirit, Lord. Father, accept our thanks, Lord. Continue to use your daughter for your glory. Continue to enlarge her coast, Lord. Continue to raise her up higher and higher in you, Father God, for her to keep going from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Father God, increase her area of influence, Father God. Make a road in the wilderness for her, Lord, and a river in her desert. There will not be any desolation or barrenness in her life. She will continue to be fruitful and multiply. Everything that she laid her hands on will be prosperous in every area.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for her children. We thank you for her spiritual children. We thank you for the legacy that she's building and leaving behind, Lord. We thank you for the mark that she's leaving in this world, that at the end of her journey, she will hear, well done, my great and faithful servant, because ultimately that's what it's about. We thank you for the lives that she's touched today and that she will continue to touch in her ministry. We thank you for the greater to come. For her, Lord, the promotion, the promotion, the promotion, the promotion. Father,
thank
in Jesus'
Jesus.
Name, let it manifest now in this season, Lord. All the desires of her heart, all the cries of her heart, all the travailing, all the wailing, all the continuous asking and asking and asking and asking. Father, it is payback time. It is harvest time. we decree and declare harvest for my sister right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Let your blessings
you,
flow in her life, Lord. This is just the beginning. You haven't even peaked yet. In the name of Jesus, the vision, the pictures, the hints that you've been giving her, Father God, give her that piece of the puzzle that will make the picture crystal clear. And Father God, lead her to that destination, that promised land, Lord. We bless the seniors this morning, Lord. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Strengthen their body, Father God. I lift our mother Fanny up to you right now, Lord. Father, bless her. Heal her, Lord. Take that swelling out of her leg, Lord. Any heart condition, Father God, let healing flow to that area right now, Lord. We lift our mother Ludell to you, Father God. She's always beckoning on behalf of her pastor and her church. Father, bless that church right now. Bless the pastor. Bless all the ministers and all the leaders and all the congregants in the church in the name of Jesus. Bless her. Bless her family, Lord. Surround our elders with your love, Lord. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Let your Holy Ghost fire burn from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. As they worship you and minister to you, Father God, let their worship and ministration be acceptable in your sight, Father God. Shine your light of mercy on them. Grace and favor, let it be their portion today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Well,
amen.
I have to go to a church to do on program today. We're going to be closing out just a little bit early, but I thank God for each of you. You know, God loves each of you. I want you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out today, but not from your presence, we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do in each one of us, oh God. You are mighty God, an awesome God, the mighty King. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Oh God, these trials that we're going through are making us stronger. We thanking you, Lord God, for everyone that's on Bible Story Land today and all their families, oh God. We lift them up before you, Father God, and we thank you for what you've done this morning. We thank you for Apostle and the word that came forth, the mighty word out of her mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for removing that rejection spirit from all of us, oh God, even childhood issues that we've had, oh God, healing us, oh God. Every generational curse, we cut you off at the root. Right now, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. Rejection is far from us, and trials are making us stronger. Every trial, every tribulation, everything that we're going through, you are with us, Father. You won't leave us, neither will you forsake us, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for every person who called in this morning, far and near, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, oh God, Kentucky, oh God, Florida, oh God, from all over Georgia. We thank you, oh God, Houston, Texas, oh God, we just thank you this morning. Oh God, New Orleans, hallelujah. We thank you for everyone, Atlanta, Georgia, everybody who called in. We thank you, oh God, for preserving us unto you, drawing us even closer to you. You are mighty God. Great and mighty are you, oh God. We bless your name this morning. We praise and honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in. Walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We say, have your way in our lives. Have your way. Move by your spirit. In those places where we are stuck. Oh, na-na-na-na-maka. Move, move, move. Move in those places where we are stuck in the mud, in those places where we have hindering spirits. Move. So, Father, we praise and honor you today. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will continue to do. We call on your mighty name. You are holy God, a righteous friend. And faithful are you, O God. You are faithful to David, and you are faithful to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as you sit on the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf, in Jesus' name. I love you all. You know God loves you more. Look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday will be Family Day on Bible Storyland. I love y'all. Have a great day. Hallelujah.
Love you, sister.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love you, sister. Same to you, cousin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Lord God.